This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, shall not be infringed. Forget all the misinformation, because this is the blunt object. Presented by Second Call Defense. Defending you after you defend yourself. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
All right, let's kick off the week right. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com. 27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Detroit. I have a great many friends that live in Detroit. My friend Rick Ector lives in Detroit. My friend Dan Kay and his lovely daughter and Ava, they live in Detroit. My webmaster, Will, lives in Detroit. Lots of people live in Detroit, but Detroit is not, it's not all great things. I hope it gets back to its great glory of years gone by, and I think people are looking at it now, but there's still bad things that happen. And June of 2016, an ordeal sort of ended for a young man, and it's the journey to that ordeal that is, it's horrible. It's horrible what he's had to go through. It's horrible what he's probably still going through. Maybe some of you have heard him. Well, I mean, he's been here before. He was with Rob and Paul Lathrop when those guys were filling in for me. But we're joined. I am joined for the first time by Marcus Weldon. Good evening, sir.
Good evening, Bill. How are you?
I'm doing good. I am doing good. Now, your ordeal began at Christmas time in what, 2014?
December 21st, 2014.
Yeah. Right around Christmas time. So you were involved in a self-defense incident that sort of took on a life of its own. Can you explain what happened?
Yeah, well, December 2014 was definitely the worst Christmas of my life, I'll tell you that. I was wearing a Christmas outfit working at a party downtown, and of course, the theme for that around that time of year is Christmas. So, for work, we had to wear these Christmas outfits. And, you know, just like any other event, yeah, during a time of night, it would happen around 2 o'clock that morning. Ended around 2 o'clock that morning. I left with a coworker, and, unfortunately, when you're leaving out late like that, You pray that you get home safely, you know, whether you're leaving work, leaving a party, whatever may happen. You don't really want to stop at any type of locations or gas stations or anything like that. But unfortunately, a friend of mine had a flat tire leaving the event. So I shot from the event and ended up having to stop and help her, which led into the unthinkable. It was a situation where I had to defend myself and her from two men who were armed, and the media dubbed me the Santa Claus shooter when it was a self-defense clean and cut case. But because of the prosecution here in Detroit, we tend to have a situation on our hands where people are being wrongfully convicted, people are being wrongfully prosecuted, and there are anti-gun prosecutors that are living off of these prosecutions, and they're building a career off of them.
Was this before or after the police chief got out there and said, listen, you guys need to arm up and defend yourselves because we can't get to you in time?
This is actually after. You know, Chief Craig took a strong stance on firearms during the year of 2013, I believe. And the mayor and the prosecutor did not appreciate his stance. I know Chief Craig was featured on the cover of the NRA magazine. He was the new sheriff in town, and he really took the bull by the horns and was proactive, or telling people to be proactive, I should say, in their firearm safety and defending themselves. And he rubbed a lot of feathers wrong when he said that, but that was his stance, and he still feels that way. Unfortunately, there are people in the higher powers of not necessarily higher powers, but I guess if you look at it from the standpoint of the justice system, I guess the prosecutors do hold the power to prosecute. So they may, I guess you could say they are in the higher powers, and they did not agree with his stance.
Well, I mean, he made it in a time when Detroit was already mired up in the bankruptcy, right? The city had to declare bankruptcy.
Yes, right.
And there were quite a few incidents after he did that of justifiable self-defense. It seemed like for the most part, most of the people that seemed to execute self-defense seemed to be left alone, except you didn't get left alone. Was that because of them looking to scapegoat somebody? Was it because you're a young man and you're black? I mean, what was the deal with this? Why? Because, I mean, obviously all the criteria fit there for it to be a justifiable self-defense shooting.
Mm-hmm. Well, here's what I look back and I really try to understand why was I put through a legal meat grinder. And here's one of the things, a few of the things I came up with. One, Detroit during that time was in the position where the light was on them. We were coming back from bankruptcy. Downtown was thriving. Billionaires like Dan Gilbert was investing, and they're building new arenas. They have people coming all over from America to visit Detroit now, which is unheard of, if, you know, 5-6 years ago. And so this was a bad look for them to have a Santa Claus shooter that made the New York Times. It just kind of destroyed the image of the city once again. So making a stance was something I think they were trying to do. Also, the young men who I had the encounter with were from another country. They were from, one of them was from Yemen. I believe that there was a little bit of, they worked for different gas stations, and it happened at a gas station. Can't prove it, but there was a lot of evidence that came up missing and a lot of cover-ups that seemed to come along with that. And it was almost kind of a conspiracy theory that I had, but when I started to really pull back layers, it really made sense that there was a possibility that maybe there was some people in cahoots with the prosecutors and the owners of the gas stations, because one of the things I've noticed in Detroit is that a lot of the people who own the gas stations, they have a lot of money. They own the parking lots. They own a lot of the buildings downtown. They have a lot of connections. And when I went to court, I kind of watched and just seen how they were well connected. And I really described that a lot in my book. It was a crazy image. I mean, it was just, they had their phones in court, and I really started to see how, I think I was almost against the mob. It was crazy. And I started to, like, you know, and then all of a sudden, evidence started to disappear. I mean, it was like the video was first, they said it didn't work, and then the clerk at the gas station, he was a witness at the scene, and he disappeared. He said it was a shootout. He disappeared. We couldn't find him, and we couldn't use his 911 tape. And then the other guy who was the main aggressor, he left the country. It was unbelievable. Everything that could have went wrong. So I started to really think about this theory that I had.
It sounds like it.
Yeah.
It sounds like there was something going on there. Was it because it was easy to pin, because you were dressed as Santa? I tell you what, you hang on to that thought. Before we go, the name of your book, tell everybody the name of your book and where they can find it. Before we go, we're going to come back and finish up with this, but where can they find your book?
www.marcusweldon.com, MarcusWeldon, The Santa Shooter, Guilty and Proven Innocent.
I've got a copy of it. I haven't had a chance to read it yet, but we're going to find more out about what Marcus has gone through. So maybe we won't go through that. Even when you're righteous, it can come after you. This is Lock and Load. Offering the largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world, OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is the realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational. Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector, all giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again, so go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com. Now you know. I will meet you there.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
And welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com. 27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection.
This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold. Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Joined now by Marcus Weldon, whose story is one that this could be anybody. This could be me. This could be you. He spent more than $30,000 on legal fees. It was a year and a half long ordeal just to prove what he'd been saying all along. In a time when there were self-defense shootings happening in Detroit, it seemed like every other day. And it just, you know, the fact that he got singled out is interesting to me. Joining us again is Marcus Weldon. You feel, one of the statements you said was that there was no justice here. You kind of feel like they came after you for some reason. Did anybody from the prosecutor's office ever acknowledge it when the jury came back and exonerated you? Did they come up and say, well, you know, we had to charge you or anything like that? Or did they just fade away?
No, you know, but one thing that was interesting, though, was I had a prosecutor, my original prosecutor, who started my case, didn't finish the case. She ended up, for whatever reason, dropping off the case and never got the reason why. She just kind of just dropped it, and another prosecutor picked it up. And so I was kind of stuck in limbo for a minute without a prosecutor. And also, I got another judge. And that was real weird. I thought to myself, I wonder, did she drop it because she didn't want anything to do with it? But other than that, I mean, there was no apology, nothing of that type of sort. Now, the prosecutor, when the verdict came in, she didn't even show up to hear her own verdict. That's another thing that I should say, which is very interesting. She didn't even show up. Another prosecutor showed up that had nothing to do with the case, came in just to hear the verdict. So that was real interesting.
Now, you know, and I haven't been to Michigan. I couldn't tell you that much about it. I do hear about what's going on up there. Now, your altercation was with two guys named Salah Rifai and Omar Patti.
Correct.
And I was hearing about all of this self-defense, all these shootings and so on. You wounded them. You didn't kill them. And I was hearing about guys being just blown out of their socks wholesale just because people were stopping crime. And, you know, I hear about Dearborn. Everybody calls Dearborn a stand and everything else. How many other self-defense shootings in your area had to do with anybody Middle Eastern?
There was a few. There had been about three or four that I can remember. A lot of them deal with gas station clerks shooting, a lot of times, unarmed black males. Whether it's stealing a bag of chips or a dispute over money. Living in Detroit, I can tell you that a lot of the liquor stores, party stores have had a very, very heated relationships when it comes to black males, because a lot of the youngsters in the area, and this is something that I know from living here that you may not know, people may not know, but they are, not all of them now, let me make that clear, but they are delivering and supplying drugs to a lot of the young kids in the area and allowing them to sell the drugs outside the store, outside the gas station. But the moment that they are caught by police, the fall goes on the young black male who usually gets caught with a pocket full of whatever they're selling. I know that personally from people that I have seen it happen to over and over and time again.
But this was the, how many of these kinds of cases where, you know, we hear, and, you know, I'm reaching because I'm trying to understand what went wrong with you. But we hear about in Germany around New Year's when all of these Middle Eastern guys were trying to basically, at the very least, sexually harass, in some cases sexually assault or rape women in Germany. And here we got these two guys, and they're harassing a female, and you're there, and you come to her rescue like anybody would. And but these two guys are Middle Eastern. And now, how many shootings are involved where you are shooting Middle Eastern people? Not so much where they're involved, just where they are the ones you're defending against. How many of those types of shootings are happening in Detroit or were happening at that time? Do you know?
I think I may have been the first one. I mean, I've heard it the opposite. You know, I've heard black males being shot by Middle Eastern people. This may be the first one where the black male was shooting, hitting the Middle Eastern. But a lot, you hear a lot more of the other side.
Did anybody make that comment? I mean, did your lawyer bring that up? Did anybody bring that up during the trial? Or, you know, that you were dealing with a culture that, you know, harasses women. That's part and parcel of the culture. It's not like Islam is not like the Baptists. I'm sure you've already found that out. So, did anybody bring that up during your trial?
They did not in front of the judge, jury, the prosecutor. You know, honestly. There was so much other evidence that we didn't even have to dig into the cultural relationship between the two. But amongst us, yes, there was talks. Never did we actually go out and say it on the dock in front of the judge, in front of a jury. We kind of just kept it based on evidence, facts, and left the emotions out of it.
So, given, I mean, I've heard about some of the cases out there. Yours just seems sort of cut and dry to me, to be honest with you. You had your daughter, right? Your daughter was with you, and you had a female with you. And you got two guys harassing, and, you know, in a case like that, you don't have a whole lot of time to sit back and take a survey and find out what their intentions are. You got to act. And you acted, and obviously you acted within the law, and yet they came after you. Now, when... You know, I'm very glad that it's sort of over, but we're coming up on the next break. When we get back, I want to talk about what this did to you, to Marcus Weldon, in between the time of this incident and then everything not having to do with this case, how this affected your life. We know you spent $30,000, and that's, you know, compared to some cases, that's... It can be that, you know, relatively speaking, that's pretty high, it seems like, for it to have been as short as it was and that clear cut. That seems like a sort of high number to me. So we're going to discuss this when we get back. Marcus Weldon, free man walking today out there, wrongfully prosecuted for something that was righteous self-defense. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Our story is as old as the country we live in. It is uniquely American. Pipe Hitters Union was born in the chaos of war, fighting tyrants so that others may live free. We didn't back away from the chaos. We learned to thrive in it. What began as a brotherhood has evolved over the years into a commitment to live by the values we hold dear, regardless of what stands in our way. PipeHittersUnion.com. Apparel with an attitude. Wear it if you dare. Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
USA Radio News.
A new Department of Justice Inspector General report is expected to come out this Thursday. In the report, we're hoping to find out what was going on in the FBI under former Acting Director James Comey, and also what was going on in the Department of Justice under former Attorney General Loretta Lynch. Former FBI Director Chris Wecker says there may be some big news made later this week.
I think there's going to be some very important information in there regarding Strzok, Page, McCabe, Comey, the Attorney General herself. The only one that's still left with the FBI and is on the rolls is Strzok, and I'm pretty sure he's going to get fired. there may be some criminal recommendations coming out of it for Comey's theft of government property, the memos.
President Trump is continuing to prepare for his meeting with North Korea's Kim Jong-un. We also saw not too long ago that Dennis Rodman arrived, although he will have no official capacity in the summit. This is USA Radio News.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from Resort Release, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get rid of their expensive timeshares. Once you've made that decision to get rid of your timeshare for any reason, Resort Release is offering a Better Business Bureau accredited way to legally get rid of your timeshare guaranteed. We guarantee to get rid of your timeshare payments permanently. Even if you've tried another company to get rid of your expensive timeshare, call now and see if we can help you. At Resort Release, you don't pay anything until you're ready. If you're ready to learn how to permanently get rid of your costly timeshare, make this complimentary free call right now.
800-455-7967. 800-455-7967. 800-455-7967. That's 800-455-7967.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests, wherever you are, I will find you. Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com. 27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold. Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Joined again by Marcus Weldon. He was dubbed, I guess because of his clothing, the Santa shooter. I saw that and I was like, wow, you guys really have no imagination, don't you? He finds himself today at, walking around, still free and everything else, but a little lighter. He had to give it the equivalent of a nice new car or a college education or maybe a down payment on a nice house just to stay free, just for committing self-defense. What was that like, that year and a half? What was that like?
The hardest year and a half of my life, definitely. Worst part was looking in my daughter's eyes, wondering if I was going to be there the following year. And constantly seeing the dates being pushed back. Every time I would get to a court date, and I was like, okay, this is it. We're getting ready to knock this thing out the park. Let's do it. And then it gets pushed back another 3 months. And another 3 months. And every time it was just like they keep pushing it back. It totally wears you down. And then also seeing evidence throughout the process mysteriously pop up and appear. And some evidence that you think, okay, well, this right here is going to make the prosecutor or the judge say, throw this case out. And then you get to court and then you find out that, hey, we can't use this piece of evidence because of a witness who cannot be found because they have now vanished. So I'm just in this mindset. I was really, really just like, man, they're about to try to nail me, and they're going to do whatever they can to make sure they get a conviction. So, of course, I was drained, not just financially, but mentally and really physically, too, when you add in the fact that you can't eat, can't sleep, medication. I was going to therapy, and it really mentally was just exhausting.
Did they ever come to you trying to get you to plead?
Yes. Actually, the very first day of jury selection, going into trial, finally got there. Year and a half, we're finally here. You know, anxiety's already through the roof, pockets light, and you're like, we're finally here. Then they finally said, hey, take this year in jail. You're facing 25 or 30, however many years it was. We'll knock off six of the felonies, and you'll do one for the, you know, I think it was the felony firearm, or was it, you know, one of the lesser charges.
And, right.
1 year in jail, which is sounds like a delicious deal when you think of prison time.
Right.
And you will be out probably if you do good behavior in 6 months. So they threw me that proposition in the middle of being emotional and trying to figure out the trial, and they offered it to me 3 times. And each time it was harder to say no, because every time you say no, they would say, well, you know, once you say no, you know, you're facing 30. You know, and it didn't make it any easier when my attorney kind of looking puzzled in the direction he wanted to go, you know, and I don't know if it was more so the fact that the prosecutor was such a, because the one I had, she's one of the top prosecutors. She is definitely rated high on the list. So that plea deal was tough, but I stuck to my guns both times, literally and in the courtroom.
Where was, when all this was going down, did anybody in the gun community approach you to try to give you any sort of help or anything?
Yes, that was, I would say about 45% of my help came from the gun community, more so on knowledge, but also financially. I went to Lansing State Capitol Building in Michigan, and I ended up meeting DJ Grisham of Open Carry Texas. He was a big advocate in Texas, and he really took me in and helped me get much financial support, and just shared my posts with his following, helped me out a tremendous amount. Rick Hector, outstanding support I got from him. He also was the self-defense expert on my case. He reviewed the entire case, and he gave his expert opinion. He wanted to do it in court, but the prosecutor wouldn't allow that, of course. So he ended up writing up a nice 4-page document and gave it to my attorney, and he mapped it out, and he said, hey, with all this evidence here, this is a legitimate self-defense case. And also I had other people who I met in Lansing, different senators and different state representatives that all kind of shared my posts on Facebook to try to get me a little bit of help from outside of the community.
Right. Did that surprise you? I mean, before that, were you ever involved in the gun community as far as the, going and shooting at the range and hanging out with the gun community is sort of a breed all of its own, but it's sort of colorblind, yeah. It's sort of gender blind. Were you involved in that prior to that?
Not at all. And I really talk about that in my book as well, because I call it a culture shock, because here, not just as far as race goes, but as far as the gun culture, even though you own a firearm, if you still can be away from the gun culture. You can still be away from the firearms community. And what I mean by that is understanding and knowing people that fully understand the Second Amendment. I never viewed the Second Amendment as, I guess, American entitlement, or looked at it as being proactive with your... Well, I did look at it as being proactive with my safety, but it was more so looked at, in my eyes, as, hey, my best friend was murdered and killed in a carjacking. This is a necessity to live in the city of Detroit.
Right.
I think about the rest when it comes along. So I wasn't proactive like I should have been. And once I experienced this counterculture shock, it changed my mind, and I realized that, hey, man, this Second Amendment is more than just defending yourself. I mean, that's a big chunk of it, of course, no doubt. But it also has a lot to do with the Founding Fathers writing up the checks and balances against tyranny and giving the people the power to hold off tyrannical government. So it was a lot more that I learned, and the self-defense funds, the insurance policy that they had out there, I did not know anything about them until guys like CJ and Rick Hector really took me under their wing.
Right. Now, would you say that I know that you're making the rounds and everything, how do you feel about being a part of it now, the gun culture, the gun culture 2.0, because you're a young fella. What do you think of it?
Definitely the opposite of the stereotype that I was pretty much, my mind was primed with. You hear about the white guys with beards that are old, of 50 and over. So that's the stereotype. Everybody knows it, you know. So although there's a side of it that, you know, does fit that stereotype, but there's also a side of it that fits the stereotype of your regular gun urban shooter or a lot of women. I think the big shock for me was I didn't realize how many women were involved. I mean, when I went to the NRA convention, I mean, there are a lot of women who are empowering themselves, and it was just amazing. Then you got the side like Maj Terrain, what he's doing with Black Guns Matter, and you know.
So let me hold you right there. I want to explore that whole thing with you about the NRA meetup when we get back.
Sorry.
Marcus Weldon, he's my guest. You can find his book. We'll give out all the links and everything. It'll be in the show notes with the podcast, everything else. Go buy the book. I get ready to read mine. I have an autographed copy because the man handed it to me himself, but still going to be a very fascinating read. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
If you or anyone you love has been diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, your diagnosis may be the result of job-related exposure to asbestos, and you may be entitled to compensation. Over $30 billion in trusts have been set aside for individuals who have been affected by asbestos exposure. How do you protect your rights and get the compensation you deserve? Call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. Capital Legal Group is one of the nation's resources for settlement of lung cancer and mesothelioma cases. Law firms have successfully recovered over $2.7 billion their clients in all 50 states, and claims have been paid in as little as 60 days. If you or a family member were diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. We'll open a no-cost case review on your behalf. A history of tobacco use or cigarette smoking will not disqualify your case. Visit 800-400-LUNG.com or call 800-400-LUNG. Call 800-400-5864 now. That's 800-400-LUNG.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S., the Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber, go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own, and only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code RADIO at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Back at you. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com. 27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. My guest this hour is Marcus Weldon. For some reason, the completely imagineless press dubbed him the Santa Shooter because were you dressed like Santa, or was it because it was during Christmas, or what was that?
Well, I had a Santa Claus outfit on. I didn't even have the full outfit. I didn't even have the beard or hat. Just more so, just the coat and the. I did have the boots though, but it was like overalls and overshoes.
Yeah. Well, the boots are the important part, you know. At the NRA meetup this year, for me, when I was walking around, one thing that I noticed is it seemed like gun culture 2.0 was there in force.
Mm-hmm.
And for people my age, recognizing them, it's nice to see them. And you and Master Ray and a bunch of people were, you're part of the new fiber, the new material that is going to make and shape the Second Amendment movement that is coming up. What do you think about the melding of the old with the new when you get to walk around in something like that, like the NRA meetup?
Well, it's great. I mean, one thing I spoke about in a couple of my speaking engagements was that this is breaking barriers. I mean, can you imagine a guy from the city of Detroit having a conversation and building rapport with somebody from Texas? How can that be? Well, one way you can do that is the Second Amendment culture connects so many different areas together. We all have the common interest in firearms. So once we come to a venue like we did at the NRA convention in Atlanta, you got so many people from all over, and this would never have happened if it wasn't for the common love of firearms. So it's bringing people together. I mean, I've learned so much just from talking to people who look nothing like me, who come from a totally different background, and we have so much in common that we would never have thought. But So it's deeper than the gun. It's what we're doing now is we're it's a massive shock of culture, and it's something this nation needs, in my opinion, right now. And we learned so much from people, man. I've seen so many people ask me questions about things, and they say about Detroit and about culture over there, and it's just like being able to explain and articulate certain points, the point of view that they may have not ever came across because they've been in their own bubble. Everybody's in their own bubble. You know, you may be in your own bubble in Minnesota. Someone may be in their own bubble in New York. And gun laws are different, you know, and gun culture is different. But you're having a dose of that reality because you're having conversations with people all over. So it's great.
Well, I noticed one thing. Now, are you a boxer or a kickboxer?
Boxer. Like boxing. Love. My father was actually a boxer for the Marines overseas, and I kind of followed behind him.
I was a kickboxer in my youth, although that getting hit in the face all the time, that just sort of, you know, after a while, I began to tire of that, Marcus. That began to tire me out. And unfortunately, my first line of defense was with my face. So I would, just sort of go ahead and hit me. I dare you. And, you know, then they would. So I found that about you. So, yes, there's a one thing that Rick Ector and I have talked about is that all it takes for people is to find one common thread, and then they mm-hmm. go from being this or that or male or female, black, white, plaid. They go from being that to just being somebody with a common interest, and then great things come out of that. So as you go forward, what will you do now?
Well, one thing, my story can bridge the gap between the cultures. I think I can educate a lot of people to be more proactive. People have their firearms. You know, it's funny because there's so many people in Detroit who have their license to carry, but they don't have the knowledge that comes along with it. And then they tend to go along their merry life feeling like, hey, I don't need the legal firearms insurance. I don't need to necessarily have constant training. I just have my gun. Nothing probably will ever happen. But when it does happen, you have to be prepared, not just when you actually in the shooting itself, but you need to be prepared for if you're possibly prosecuted. Every case may not be a slam dunk case. You may come across a situation where there were no cameras. There were no witnesses. Do you make a statement to the police? Do you wait till you go to trial? You know, how much attorney fees do you think you're going to accumulate? Because it's not just the attorney itself. There are forensic experts that you may want to gather up. And it's like playing cards. You got this whole deck. You got to figure out how you want to play it. So if you can be proactive, I can really tap into people to certain demographics and really get them, especially the younger crowd. And I think a lot of the demographic, the younger people are the ones that are kind of nonchalant. And if I can tap into those communities, I think I can save a lot of lives. And it's a great feeling to know that you were able to save a life and prevent them from going through what I went through.
I can think of a lot of companies that, you know, like one of my sponsors, that could do a lot worse than putting you on the road just to plead the case, because you didn't have anything like that, did you? You didn't have any sort of legal services, insurance right. policy, or anything. Everything that you did came off your hip.
Off my hip and out of my pocket, and that's when I'm a big advocate of some type of legal protection. I think that's my main goal. If I get everybody signed up with that, then that right there in itself is a win.
Well, I'm going to see if somebody's. I'm going to make a few calls myself tomorrow just to satisfy my own curiosity, because I sit back and I see a moment in time where somebody could really make a difference just explaining things. I had that happen to me when I was 15 years old, and you and I will have to talk about that another time when we're not on the air. But I had one of those moments where I could have used something like that, and I'll tell you about that. And I just see you as a natural fit for some of these guys. Are you able to still carry a gun? That completely exonerated you carry a gun today? Is that how that worked out?
Yeah, well, there's a couple of things that I had to get tied down. There was some PPO, personal protection orders, that were tied down on my name that shouldn't have been. There's a little bit of games that they played to try to keep me from owning firearms, but I had good attorneys that were shaking that loose for me. So they tried to really hold me or restrain me coming in contact with firearms, even after the case was over. It did it, you know, just completely dirty, as far as I'm concerned, because personal protection order shouldn't be given to anyone unless you were served, and it's only supposed to last a year, but they had mine where it was pending, and it never was even served, and it was lasting over a year. So those type of things, of course, can keep you from having firearms. So
should that even be valid after you've been exonerated for the reason that they laid that on you in the first place?
It shouldn't be. It shouldn't be.
No.
I do a lot of open carry now anyway, but it's still kind of it's a strain.
Yes. What is your carry gun of choice?
I still go with either my 9mm or 40 caliber XDM Springfield. I think that's what's been working for me. The compact version is a lot easier to carry, but
right.
Home protection, the bigger one, the 40 caliber is actually one I used for my home protection. I just happened to carry it that day.
Right.
I like the brand. I think it's easy to clean. You know, I'm a big guy when it comes to cleaning. I want something simple, easy to break down and clean. I'm putting it back together and I'm out. You know,
surprise, Hector didn't try to switch you over to an M&P.
Yeah. That's true.
Outstanding. We will have to revisit this. I'll have to call you and we'll have to have a little offline discussion just so I can tell you where I've been before. One more time, tell them how they can find your book.
MarcusWeldon.com. That's my website. You can read more about me. I'll be getting my inventory up and sending back some to Amazon as well, because I think Amazon just sold out. They've been going pretty fast. I have some very, very big names that have been chiming in and picking up some. So, and it opens up the story about my life and how did I even get into firearms and where did I grow up. So definitely check it out. You got to let me know what you think of it too, Bill.
I'm going to give you a book report. Thank you for joining me.
Thanks for having me. Look forward to
being back
soon.
Yes, sir. Hour number two is inbound. This is Lock and Load. DTWS Arms is the evolution of the AR-15. Veteran-owned and operated, this is the 21st century rendition of Eugene Stoner's creation, crafted for the front line. The design for the aficionado, DTWS Arms is 100% made in the USA, built by rough men who have become craftsmen. Upgraded billet technology design is lethal art, with reliability and beauty at the forefront. To order, go to our new website at DTWSArms.com. DTWS Arms, this is the nature of the beast.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line 888-212-8871.